Optical Delusions in Deadwood by Anne Charles. Dedication. This book is for my parents, all of you. I've been blessed with twice as many parents as most, and due to that fact, I've been on the receiving end of a lot of love, encouragement, and guidance over the years. Without all of you, I would not be where I am today. Thank you for everything. I love you. Now, can I have something other than chunks of coal in my stocking at Christmas? Ha. Chapter 1. Deadwood, South Dakota, Wednesday, August 1st. Some jackass was spreading rumors around Deadwood about me chatting with dead folks. I didn't believe in ghosts, or hadn't since I started wearing a training bra. But a couple of weeks ago, a psychotic serial killer tricked me into being the guest of honor at a macabre tea party with his sister's ghost and three of his decomposing victims. Since then, my reputation had suffered. Normally, I'd just shrug off the stares, whispers, and snickers of sidewalk onlookers and fellow Piggly Wiggly shoppers, but I was relatively new in town, and even newer at this real estate agent venture. With two young kids to support and raise on my own, big smiles and friendly service were my bread and butter. Lucky for me, my fellow diners this morning at Bighorn Billy's restaurant were mainly tourists who'd been too busy chattering away about what was on their agenda to rubberneck when I'd passed by on my way to a cleared booth. The din of their excited conversations drowned out all of Bighorn Billy's usual sounds, except for the occasional, "Order up!" shout from the kitchen window. With the infamous Sturgis.